It's that time on a Tuesday. We'll wrap Crunch Time with our first face palms of the week. Certainly won't be the last. The eternal wonder. What are you saying? What are you texting? What are you tweeting? What are you doing? Alex leads off.
What are you doing? Of course, brought to you every week by Fitness Equipment of Eugene. Equip your fit. Fitness is back and ready for more. So what are you what are you going to do about it? Improving your health and fitness starts with strengthening your home gym with weights, cardio, resistance, and other fitness equipment. Fitness Equipment of Eugene, proud to be the area's leading provider of premier fitness equipment sales and service. The showroom opens 6 days a week, so you can give your next piece of equipment a test, then have it delivered and installed in no time. So what are you doing sitting there? Get up and head out to Fitness Equipment of Eugene, 2080 West 7th Place, and equip your fit. FitnessEquipmentEugene.com. I'm going to start with the NBA, who I asked.
What are you doing?
This is crazy because the NBA is easily the most progressive league out of the big boys in our country, but this week news broke that they informed J.R. Smith that if he doesn't cover up a tattoo, then he will be fined. It's not offensive. It's literally just because it's a brand name. His left calf has the Supreme logo on it, and it's not really even a logo. It's just the word Supreme, which happens to be their logo. The NBA released a statement saying that NBA rules prohibit players from displaying any commercial logos or corporate insignia on their body or in their hair. This was supposed to be Smith's way of getting around the rule. He tried to wear a Supreme shooting sleeve last year, but then had it banned. So he assumed the league wouldn't be able to ban him from having skin, but here they are doing it anyways. Look, J.R. Smith is a moron, but if he's willing to tattoo a brand name on his calf, then the league is crazy to make him cover it up if it's like not offensive. They don't do this with Nike, I'm just saying. So Smith said the you know what is whack in a statement yesterday, and I kind of agree with him here. So to the NBA I ask,
what are you doing?
To the United States Ryder Cup team I ask,
what are you doing?
Start with Captain Jim Furyk, who decided, despite a bunch of people saying he's the wrong choice, going with Phil Mickelson, who played awful, is now the all-time record holder for most Ryder Cup losses. Then you have reigning Masters champ Patrick Reed, who's got a little bit of an issue getting along well with others, and in this case slammed Furyk for saying he was blindsided not being paired with Jordan Spieth. Today another player anonymously said, Reed's full of crap, blindsided my ass, he begged to play with Tiger Woods. Yeah, they didn't do well. They went 0-2 before Reed actually won his singles match against Tyler Hatton. Then we find out Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka may have gotten into an actual fight after they lost to the Euros.
Wow.
So if you're looking for the cliche, the spoiled, ugly Americans, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the 2018 failure of a Ryder Cup team. And to coin a phrase, you're going to give them to me? You can have them, as we ask.
What are you doing?
USA! USA!
Why did they do an HBO doc about that? I want to watch all of that.
I want to see that fight so bad. I would love to see Koepka kick his ass sideways.
Every single interaction there, I want to
see. Bruce Koepka?
Yeah.
That dude can fight.
Bruce Koepka. To the Los Angeles Dodgers, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is actually along the same lines as my J.R. Smith one. So a lifelong Dodgers fan named Haley Pollock went to a game with her dude and was asked to cover up her shirt or leave. And the shirt simply said, no country for old men, and it had an outline of a uterus on it. Like, it's a dumb shirt. But a uterus probably shouldn't be offensive, right? It's not like it was a picture of a vagina or anything, but she was literally kicked out of Dodger Stadium for wearing it. The Dodgers statement, and I'm quoting, there is no dress code, but under our fan code of conduct, we have several provisions for indecent clothing. We're not going to comment on the specific incident, but we are in contact with Ms. Pollock and are reviewing it internally. Yo, this is soft, Dodgers. You know what is offensive? Shirts that say she wants the D with a big Dodgers logo on it. What's our country's fear of female reproductive systems? Honestly, keep your laws off Haley Pollock's shirt, Dodgers, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Indianapolis Colt coach Frank Reich, I ask.
What are you doing?
I get it. Yeah. Nobody wants a tie. You think about the cliche catchphrase like kissing your sister, I get it. But would you rather kiss your sister or get kicked in the nards with spike boots? So the situation is this. They're hosting the Texans. Houston kicks a game-time field goal in overtime under 2 minutes left. They had a chance to win the game on defense and actually blew it. So it's 3rd and 21 after a sack. Andrew Luck dumps to Allie Cox, who makes good yards, but is 4 yards short. They're on their own 43. Both teams burn a timeout. Indy decides to go for it, and Luck throws a terrible low pass. It's incomplete. Now think about where they get the ball. Houston hits a nice throw to DeAndre Hopkins with such good field position. All of a sudden, now they're almost down to the 20-yard line. They're at the 20-yard line. I mean, forget winning. Forget tying. What Reich did was say, I have an idea. Let's lose. At the time, it wasn't even on the table, but you insisted. Dumb decision, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You know who loves and wants a tie? A team that lost.
Yep.
To CeCe Sabathia, I ask.
What are you doing?
I know we talked about it a bunch last week, but this needs to be get the official, you know, what are you doing call out, because $500,000 is a lot of damn money. And if CeCe Sabathia is going to go out there and throw, you know, at people because of the dumb unwritten rules of baseball and just throw away $500,000 because of some dumb sense of teammate pride, then he deserves to be called a moron for it. CeCe, you are a moron for that. If you hate money so much, then feel free to cut me a check. I love money. Or give it to charity. Or buy a boat. Or give it to Derek Jeter, because he apparently can't afford to pay anyone for the Marlins. Then, speaking of offensive, CeCe yells, "That was for you, B-word," then goes to the dugout and grabs his crotch. Bruh. Baseball players are so damn soft, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To Penn State head football coach James Franklin, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, repeat after me. We blew it. I was wrong. It was ridiculous how that fourth in the game was handled. It was a horrible miscommunication by our offensive people and quarterback Trace McSorley. By the way, we lost to Ohio State by a point for the second straight season. And for the second straight season, surrendered a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. This one on national TV at home in the midst of that crazy whiteout. So, fourth quarter. Just over 2 minutes left. Dwayne Haskins dumps one off to KJ Hill, who turns the screen into a 24-yard go-ahead touchdown. PSU down one, gets the ball. They drive to midfield. A sack, an incompletion. It's 3rd and 14. McSorley scrambles, sets up a 4th and 5. Ball game. Gotta have it. They call time. Ohio State calls time. Penn State calls time again. And then McSorley seems to check down and runs a dive play to Miles Sanders, who loses 2 yards. It's not even close. After, Franklin gets into a political spin room and starts talking about, well, first, walking off the field, he gets into it with a fan. Then he tries to spin things on this tangent about, well, we went from good to great. Now we've got to be elite. Now we just have to learn how to be uncomfortable. Dude. A total restrictive, game-losing, idiotic call, end of list, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right. And, yeah, that's a wrap for Crunch Time. Sports Talk would be in the pending category. Coming up next, 95.3 The Score.
Your health and fitness is important, so what are you doing about it? Improving yourself starts with strengthening your home gym with weights, cardio, resistance, and other fitness equipment. Fitness Equipment of Eugene is proud to be the area's leading provider of premier fitness equipment, sales, and services. The showroom is open 6 days a week, so you can try your next piece of equipment and then have it delivered and installed in no time. Don't wait. Head to Fitness Equipment of Eugene at 2080 West 7th Place and equip your fit. Online at fitnessequipmenteugene.com.